It's working. We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor. I have successfully privatized world peace. What more do you want? For now. I tried to play ball with these ass clowns.
F*** you, Mr. Stark. F*** you, buddy. We're adjourned. We're adjourned for the day.
Okay.
You've been a delight.
Hello, 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 my loyal savvy geekians. Yes, that's a word I decided to just create. Add it to the dictionary, Oxford. We're on to movie number 3 of our MCU rewatch. The Lego's coming along. The movies are trucking along. It's been a fun process to start. This movie really surprised me with its box office numbers. On a $200 million budget, Iron Man 2 made, can you guess the box office? $623 million at the box office. Oh, I guess it was just springboarded. The enthusiasm for Iron Man was springboarded after that first film. Some stray thoughts I had for this one. I cannot stop gushing over RDJ. It's impossible. There can never be another casting as good as Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. It's impossible. He is just such a good actor. He was quoted as saying he felt like he did some of his best work as Iron Man, Tony Stark, his best work as an actor, but he thinks that because of the superhero genre, he didn't get the recognition as a result. Couldn't agree more. And it's perfect time that he made that quote as I've been rewatching Iron Man. Like, the dude just won a Golden Globe. Come on. He's an unreal actor. He's one of the greatest actors of our time, Robert Downey Jr. So Iron Man 2 came out in 2010. I was 18 years old. Freshly out of high school, Iron Man 2 came out. I gotta say, this film took me back to that time. I felt like I was in a time machine more than Iron Man 1, only because I could vividly remember the feelings I had watching this. I think Iron Man 1 was better than Iron Man 2, but I don't know. I could remember this time period more. Like, there was a trailer, and it was Scarlett Johansson in that Black Widow elf, and she's just like kicking ass. And after she was in this film, so I remember that trailer, and I remember watching her in this film, and I had the biggest crush on Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. I just thought she was super hot, super hot and badass. I gotta be honest. And then you have Scarlett Johansson, you have Coulson. He is just the sweetest guy. A lot of people probably don't have the same connection to Coulson as I do. Because I saw Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all of it, everything. I watched it live. It was my favorite, one of my favorite shows towards the end. There's a stretch where it sucked, but then towards the end, it became this like crazy sci-fi show. One of the better sci-fi seasons ever. I know that sounds crazy, but trust me, there was one season in particular of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that I just can't say enough good things about. And Coulson was all around that one. He's in this one. He's in Captain Marvel, and then he dies in Avengers. So, like, there's not much with him. And these are one of the last times we're going to get to see Coulson, really. So I just felt a little sentimental about it. Happy, I just can't believe how young he looks still. Happy is just crazy young in these films. Who would have known that he would have become an amazing director? I think he might have been a director then, too. How the hell do I remember things that happened in 2010? Come on. There was this one scene where he's just like fighting one guy. Just, it's the fight of his life. He's throwing punches. He gets a knockback, but he comes back and he fights and he fights and he fights. He finally beats the guy. He wins, and he's just feeling so proud of himself. He's like, "Yeah, I'm a man. I did it. Yeah." And then he looks to Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, thinking he's like all proud. He's like, "I got one." And then he sees like 20 guys dead. She's so badass. When you think about it, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow might have been the most impressive out of any of the Avengers, because she was a regular person fighting amongst everybody else. No super suit, no super serum, just her. And she survived, and she fought gods, and she won. So you got to give props to Natasha Romanoff. I wish there was a way to keep her around. Kill Hawkeye over her. I'm sorry. I love Hawkeye, but like, Black Widow's such a legend. Now the question is, where does this movie rank with the other ones I've seen so far? Iron Man 2 was a fun film. It was never meant to win any awards, but it was a good time. There was one moment where Tony Stark was trying to figure, he was trying to figure out a way to like save himself. So he was watching that video of his father from the past. That was excellent, excellent RDJ acting. This was also the first appearance of Don Cheadle's Rhodey, who ended up becoming a staple of the MCU and is going to get his own movie. Think about that. This guy was first introduced in 2010, 14 years ago, and he's finally getting his first movie. Good for him. What exceptional character growth and what exceptional acting from Don Cheadle, man. You did really well with this character. You made us really connect with him over all these years without much screen time, if any. So that's one thing that I didn't mention before, but I'm realizing now, like, Don Cheadle, bro, mad props for your performance in this film. It was a springboard of a great career in the MCU that's not even over. If anything, it's just beginning. Can't wait to see where they go with that. Overall, I'm going to rank Iron Man 2 third. So it's going to be behind the Hulk. It's going to be behind Iron Man. But it was still a good time. I enjoyed watching it. I built some dope Lego and I watched a fun film.